Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the month of Ramadan. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a very special month in the Islamic calendar. You know, it perhaps could be the most important month of this year of the Islamic calendar as far as the spiritual progress of a human being is concerned. In fact, it is a distinct month, as it is the only month which has been mentioned by name in the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran, we read the following: the month of Ramadan is the one in which the Quran was sent down as guidance to mankind, with manifest proofs of guidance and the distinguisher. So let those of you who witness it fast in it. And as for anyone who is sick or on a journey, let it be a similar number of other days. Allah desires ease for you, and He does not desire hardship for you. And so that you may complete the number and magnify Allah for guiding you, and so that you may give thanks. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, once he gave some spiritual advice to his children, heralding the advent of the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan was about to come. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam gathered his children together. He gave them some advice. You know, he advised them regarding how they should conduct themselves in this beautiful month so that they could benefit the most spiritually from it. The Imam said, "Exert yourselves in doing good deeds. For verily, in this month, sustenance is apportioned, lifespans are destined, the names of Allah's select servants who wish to strive towards Him are recorded down, and in this month is a night wherein the good deeds performed equal the deeds of 1,000 months." Right? So the Imam, this is interesting, in this hadith, the Imam alludes to certain distinctions of this month. First of all, sustenance is apportioned, meaning what we do in this month, it determines our risk or our sustenance that we are going to get throughout the year. You know, at least maybe you're concerned, you've lost your job, you're concerned about finding a new job. This is a good time for you to, get a new job. You know, a lot of it doesn't depend upon your work experience, your education, and these kind of things. Keep in mind that Allah, all risk and all sustenance in the hands of Allah. And, don't forget to turn to Him in this month. And, He can help you in the acquirement of sustenance and risk. Lifespans are determined, destined. You know, a lot of people are sick. You know, they might be at the threshold, in their opinion, of death. You can avert this catastrophe by what you do in this month, your prayers and your ibadat in this month. The names of Allah's select servants who wish to strive towards Him are recorded down. And in this month is a night, the late night of Laylatul Qadr, wherein the good deeds performed equal the deeds of 1,000 months. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the month of Ramadan in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Allahumma.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.